from the 2, 4-2, and the tie. He's got the snap, back, throws, it's caught, they've got it! Gabriel catches it off the slant on the right side. He ducked down low, made the catch, and got in. The Chargers are saying he was down.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, Saturday, October the 17th, run Dog Wild at the Cleveland Browns 5K, presented by University Hospitals and in association with Michelob Ultra. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and finishes at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an awesome T-shirt, a bone-shaped Dog Pound headband, and an amazing finisher medal. The celebration continues at the Michelob Ultra post-race tailgate party. This is the one 5K in Cleveland you don't want to miss. Register now on ClevelandBrowns5K.com or on the Browns mobile app. We're going to go back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We got Nick on a cell phone calling us. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You
I just
it,
want to make a comment and then maybe two questions to follow up for you guys.
Sure.
You know, I'm 50 years old. I was in the stands for Red Right 88 and, you know, the drive and the fumble. You know, even though we lost that like that, I tell you what, I'd give anything to lose like that again rather than in week four. We're always trying to figure it out what we could do better to keep winning or even to try to find out how to win. My questions are, though, is do you feel that Pennant is playing McGowan because it gives him the best chance to win and save his job? And second of all, even though Art Modell did what he did, it seemed like prior, you know, when Art was in charge, whether it was Schottenheimer or Belichick or Stan Martigliano, he made good coaching choices. Do you feel that ever since we came back into this league, we haven't been able to achieve that? Thanks for taking my call, and see what happens next week.
Appreciate the call, Nick. I do think that clearly Mike Pettin believes Josh McCown gives him the best chance to win. And I think at this point, when you've lost 8 of 9, you're worried about the one and winning. And that's why he is starting him.
I'll let you continue. Yep. But I really feel that yesterday gave Mike Pettin's stance on playing Josh McCown a heck of a lot better grounding.
I think that's true. And Josh is playing well. Again, you could argue the philosophical, you know, organizational directions for what you're doing, but I do think that is why it happened the way that it did happen, and I think that he's fine with it, and I think that Josh McCown at the very least is playing the way that you would want him to play in this scenario, so that it doesn't look like an even, you know, I wouldn't say a worse decision, but so that it doesn't make it look like a questionable decision in any way. I think that is something that is certainly positive and has come out of that. I don't know that the coaches have got it right. I don't know that the GMs have gotten it right since you've come back, because you've picked so early and you've had so many first-round picks so many times, and you still don't have those pieces here.
Right, and what's odd to me is that there's been so many different regimes, so many different head coaches. They have none of them have a link together, you know, in their past having worked together, but somehow, some way, every individual that we've hired here couldn't figure it out. And that's where, you know, the talk of jinx or, you know, the curse or whatever you want to call it. And I don't believe in that kind of stuff. It becomes part of a conversation because, I mean, for God's sakes, the Chiefs were 3-13 and they went 13-3. Like that happens around the league every year. How bad was Atlanta last year and the year before? And they're at 4-0. How do they find the right guy and have the right guy, the right 53 guys that make up that locker room to buy in to their choice of head coach? How's Andy Reid the perfect guy for Kansas City? And he just figures it out.
Right. And how, you know, is Dan Quinn having the success that he is down there in Atlanta? I think it's a coming together. And you said locker room leadership. You need leadership, I think, in the locker room. You need leadership from your head coach. And I don't think a lack thereof or a void is the reason why things don't go well necessarily. But you got to have that if things are going to go well. And right now the Browns, I think, are struggling in you know, I don't know if it is a leadership issue why they're struggling, but they're not executing.
No.
They're not executing specifically on the defensive side of the ball, where a lot of the talent and leadership, by the way, is supposed to be. Dont'a Whitner, Carlos Dansby, Joe Haden, Paul Kruger.
And your resources.
And your resources have been there in terms of money and draft picks, all there. All right, let's go to Iron Will. Iron Will, welcome to the show, man.
Iron Will.
There we go.
Hey.
All right. First of all, before I get started with what I was going to say, you got to get the players' names right. I mean, not you guys, but I hear it from announcers, callers. It's McCown. I heard him yesterday on the broadcast call him McCown. I think the previous caller, McCown, McNown. It's McCown.
Josh McCown, yes.
I mean, just show people some respect and get their name right. It's not that hard. All right, anyway, that's not why I called. It's not my style to be negative, but this defense right now, I'm very, very concerned. And there's three major things that this team appears to lack on the field. On paper, they don't. We didn't see this prior to the season, but we see it now. And number one, they appear to lack physical strength to me. They are not. There are individual players that may be strong, like Shelton and Whitner, I'm sure, is strong. But they're not playing strong. Shelton, to some extent, is. But overall, they're getting pushed. They're getting beat at the point of attack. They appear to lack strength, and that could fall on the strength coach. That could fall on the players. I don't know what's going on with that. But bigger than that, they lack team speed on defense. Terrible. The fastest player on defense doesn't get on the field, and that's Gilbert. And that's a shame, but it is what it is.
I just don't see the justification how you could – and, again, this is nothing against Johnson Batamosi, but you pick Gilbert eighth overall to play cornerback. Give him a shot to play cornerback. Maybe he gets his confidence on the field, but you might as well at least let him see, because Batamosi is not a starting quarterback and cornerback in the NFL. So give Gilbert a chance. That's what you drafted him for. And he's got speed. Looked pretty good returning the ball.
Yeah, he did. And I guess – that coincides with the point that I continually make.
He is elusive.
From developing this roster. Okay, so we're not developing Johnny Manziel by getting him active game reps as a starter for this club to potentially see whether he's a franchise player or not. But in that instance, to not have him playing actively, making mistakes, and learning from those mistakes, it negates the development of him as a player and us moving forward as a franchise to even make the decision to move on or give him another opportunity.
I could not agree more. I hope that Justin Gilbert gets an opportunity to play some more reps at cornerback, because that to me yesterday was a missed opportunity. Because ultimately, when you look at it, you come out of the game, you didn't win. I thought Batty played as well as could be expected, but was victimized a few times for some big plays, especially on that crosser. He did get rubbed on that play, but he was in man, and he got rubbed off, and it was a 68-yard gain to Dontrell Inman. I would have liked to see Justin Gilbert there. I just would have. I think that at least you come out of, at least you gain something out of there, right? At least something you're getting. Saying, all right, at least we developed. We got some development with Justin Gilbert. We're closer to seeing if he can play.
Or next year, if he gets an opportunity, and say he grows – you know, exponentially next year, and he's a penciled in starter. You can use that tape to help him grow as a player to be ready for playing down in, down out in the National Football League.
Exactly. And I think that's what is so important. All right. When we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from some of the players in the locker room following the game against the Chargers, Tremont Williams, Josh McCown. We'll hear from both of them when we return right after this.